Do you guys like your not smartphone, smart devices?
I only use mine to check the weather.
Right. Yeah.
Check the weather when I'm getting dressed and play music. And then I think it gets mad at me. And then it's like, you know I can do other stuff, right? And I'm like, I wanted you to do that though.
But it's also like you can fight with it to play music, right?
I cannot get it to play ATs if I just ask for it to play ATs. And it doesn't matter how I say ATs, even if I say it like super Korean-y, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not like
Damn.
it's not like 17 or
Yeah.
any acronymed kind of groups.
Yeah. So I've actually tried to name my like discography playlists something more easy for it to understand. So I'll just ask it to play the playlist
Do
instead.
you have like any really unhinged playlist
Yeah. Oh.
that
No, but it'll be something like that.
From a time before 1999, welcome to The Hagline, a K-pop podcast. We're a group of busy adult friends who need to have a weekly mandated hangout time to digest this week's latest in K-pop. I'm Aim. Do I need to?
Yeah.
Period.
Nothing else to
That's
add.
AIM.
Okay. Hi, I'm one of your hosts, Arena, and I've been cramming NCT of the concert playlist to get ready for this week.
Hi, I'm Jack. I thought NCT Dream was in New York already, but they were still in Georgia. Also been studying Dream playlist. And I really need to study DPR playlist, but I just.
Oh, yeah, I gotta do that. I don't even know who the other guys performing are. I forgot to
Oh
say
my
what I've
God.
been listening
Cream and
to.
Arctic! Okay.
My bad.
Anyway.
I've been listening to 17 because I miss them.
Oh. Yeah, that's why, like, in the beginning, I was like, there should be more.
I can't follow simple instructions and I don't know how to read, so I don't know what you guys want from me.
Period.
Yeah, I think something else I want us to always know is we just use they pronouns for all of us. You won't be wrong in that sense.
Pew, pew, pew.
Then, quick discretion that I want to make sure we throw back into all our episodes is everything on the show is just our opinion. New things can crop up and things
Yeah,
can change.
exactly.
You never know. But yes,
We're very
always
opinionated,
never like.
sorry.
Just take everything
It's
with a grain of
fine.
salt. If you don't like what we're saying, feel free to fast forward or even just stop listening. Like, it's just that easy. Unprofessionals going to be talking about K-pop. Sorry we missed last week's episode.
Oh
We
yeah,
were
no.
all
It's been it's
together in person. We were planning on recording something, but it ended up not happening.
We skipped a week.
Yay, IRL friends.
We went to the Renaissance Fair.
It was great.
It was great. I feel like everybody should go just once, even if you're not gonna dress up, even if you're not gonna whatever. Just go
Exactly.
once.
But luckily, the week we were gone, not a lot of things were happening because of Chul sick. But let's get into it. First things first is Waterbomb LA. It's so funny because every week since we've started this podcast, Waterbomb LA has been doing something. They've been active, I guess is a good way to say it. But every time we post something, they post something, an update immediately, like after. So this time, the event has been postponed.
Yeah.
Like high key, I was really hoping that by the time we sat down to like record again, that there would be an
I'm gonna kill
update.
you.
Because that would just be,
No.
yeah, because at this point it's giving some The Craft energy, and every time we talk about it, something happens to it. So I was like, you never know.
It would have been so funny, but
they were waiting for us to record this episode so then they can announce something else for next
They
week.
were their best publicity at this point.
Luckily, this seems like it would be the final announcement that we're gonna get from them in a while. Don't know much to say. It's just like we saw it coming. I'm glad that it has been postponed. It's not gonna sell, but I do feel bad for everyone who did buy tickets for flights and book their hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to say besides, wow, that
Yeah.
sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, LA's been having a rough time between all their festivals getting canceled, between Crazy Super Concert earlier this year, and then Camp with a K last year.
That was last year. Yeah. That was the one that was supposed to happen with Kai and then the visa issues, and then
But I
he had to
guess
enlist.
they still lease festivals, which is nice. I didn't even see any posts about Crazy Super Concert this year. It seemed like only like influencers went is like the only posts I've been seeing.
I saw some clips of CL's performance there, and then I saw some clips of Winter from aespa watching CL, and that was like pretty much all I saw. And I was like, yay! Because that was who I cared about who went, I think.
At least it looked like it sold out because they were offering 80% off, but all I've seen is like stuff from influencers.
Okay, I was gonna say some parts of the floor looked kind of empty,
Well, that's just
but
safety, I
I
think.
still maintain that, like, the lineup looked good. Like, so I don't really know what the issue was.
Yeah, at the Long Beach Convention Center.
Yeah, just how big it was, the venue.
It's a convention center. It's not even a venue, which kind of sucks, but
Maybe
glad it happened, I
things were
guess.
better then.
If you went to a Crazy Super Concert, let us know. I would love to.
Yes.
Yes, but I also don't remember who the lineup was or what day
The
of the week
lineup
it
was
was.
sick.
Oh my
It was like
God.
ZB1, aespa, CL, Akmu, Sunmi was there. That's who I cared about.
Yeah, if it was in New York, would you have gone?
I'll be
See,
honest, I
sorry
don't
to everybody
actively
else.
listen to any of those groups of
But
people.
if it was in New York and 80% off, you would go, right?
I was gonna say you wouldn't pay 80% off tickets to go see 0+1.
Yeah, but only if they're in New York.
Oh.
Okay, but yeah,
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
scenario that we're putting in place right now.
Yes, yeah.
I would for 80%.
It also just depends what the base price was. I don't know if it was like.
Yeah, that
Eighty
might be
percent
pushing it.
off. I would have gone both days just for aespa.
That's fair.
If it was in New York.
If it was in New York. Crazy Super Concert, come to New York next time. We will be there.
Come to New York.
Anyways, back to Waterbomb. Sad it's not gonna be happening in the US. And sorry to everyone who was trying to go to it.
Sorry to everyone who booked hotels and flights. I hope you have a nice trip to
Yeah.
LA if you can't get your money refunded.
And hopefully it comes back eventually, with sufficient planning and time. And maybe even in New York or something. Teehee.
Yeah.
I'm twirling my hair around my finger. Please come over here. Other news. Mitro seems to be
Oh my God.
debuting.
No, not yet. They have a show.
A
I forget
survival
what the show
show?
is called.
Or
No,
just
it's not a
a.
survival show.
Okay. I love that they immediately have like older women cheering on these guys in this performance
Yeah,
that they
they're
do to
like
introduce them. Like, that's their target audience for real.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm super interested in what like their demographic is going to be like for this group, because you know, Trush is like for older people, but they're being advertised like as an idol group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, their show is gonna be like a debut reality, so I feel like it's more about like the members coming together, da da da, but not competition.
Good. We don't need any more competition. Are you guys finally ready to listen to some trot?
I'm so excited.
No, trot's not really like a genre of music that I'm particularly interested in.
But you had fun at Immortal Songs.
I really loved the group of Ajummas who were all dressed in pink with their pink little light sticks, who had flown over together and booked all their seats together. I thought that they were really entertaining and they had a really great time.
They were so cute.
They were so cute, and I loved that they had beef with the other trot singer who wasn't their trot bias.
Oh my God, yes.
Right.
It was so
Me
fun.
too. The blue one. Don't remember his name. Yeah, they were just there for the host. He wasn't even like slated to perform, but I'm glad that he
Yeah.
ended up doing something.
Give them anything. They were cute. Yeah, it's gonna be so entertaining. Because it is like an SM group, And then now, you know how they put out like the quarterly news?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, SM's debuting a new this, a new that, or a new whatever. Did they have a new male group on their quarterly review, or just a female group?
I've only seen the female group.
Right?
But...
And then I was like, is this the new boy group? Because that would be so funny.
Oh my God.
But MITRO is a 5-member group. It's Tae, Yoonjae, Shohei, Taepyeong, and Uhyuk. And they range in ages from 32 to 26.
Oh my God.
Nice. I love some grown men.
Grown adults.
I wonder if they've all done their enlistment.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a
right?
good question.
That would be the smarter thing to do.
Shohei's Japanese, so he doesn't have to. Hmm. The other four, I'm unsure. But there's, like, not a lot of information about them. And there probably won't be until this show fully comes out.
Yeah, I wasn't even surprised you'd, like, knew their names.
Let me see if they have a gay profiles yet.
Oh my God, I hope so.
They do.
Do you already have a bias?
Shohei, what kind of... No, I'm so sorry, but, like, what kind of fuck-ass question is that? I said, hello, Shohei? Shohei's doing something? Every week I've been like, Shohei!
He was initially slated for NCT, right?
In theory,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
Never confirmed, but he was an SM rookie and trained with the members of now RISE, who were supposed to be NCT new team.
That's crazy, because he is, like, older than the majority of RISE and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Too old. The rest of the children are too young. Would have been weird.
No, every team needs the dad. It's giving Sakura and Eunche, so...
Yeah.
You know, there needs to be a grown person in there somewhere. This one guy... Taepyeong is a 97 liner. It does mention that he did his military service.
Oh,
and that
nice.
He was in military good. Band and he did service. But the other guys, it doesn't say anything about whether they completed military or not.
Ooh, sweaty.
It seems like they all had some kind of background in either like acting, child acting, music in some sense, like smaller acts. But pushing off their service or already did it or what. But like at this point, debuting a group of guys this old, I would assume that you would kind of want them to all be done with their military.
Yeah, like the ones who are already past 30, like obviously had
to they had to have finished.
Yeah, I mean, we've been asking for like a group like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
One of the guys was a contestant on a trot show, like a reality competition reality show called Mr. Trot 2. So they're in the trot scene already.
Okay, well, I'm glad they're established and they're not just nobody's cashing in on the huge trot market.
Oh, absolutely. This'll be my road to kingdom. I'll keep an eye on this.
Well, thank goodness. Looking forward to those updates. Speaking of Road to Kingdom, it has begun. Our person who gets featured or gets filtered this content aim has watched a bit
goodness.
Of it.
Road to Kingdom. By saying is going to be watching and has started watching is just like, I don't know why. I just saw it was live and kind of put it on against my better judgment. And it pissed me off so badly in even the first episode that I'm just like, Mnet, die. So, for the people who aren't familiar with Road to Kingdom, it is a boy group competition show. Road to Kingdom is like the earlier round of it, and then there'll be a second show called Kingdom with more experienced groups, because Road to Kingdom is made up of younger groups, which is crazy because the lineup this year has Wanus, who was also in Road to Kingdom the first time like 4 years ago. Yeah, they didn't make it out, so now they're still stuck there. And everyone else is like quite junior groups, like debuted more recently than Wanus by a fair bit. So it's real weird to have kind of one much more experienced group with a bunch of kind of rookies. Maybe that's not fair on, like, Tempest. I forget what year they debuted off the top of my head.
Tempest debuted in 2022?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, and... Onyx debuted in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, like, ATEEZ's, like, brother group. They kept doing a lot of promotions together.
Yeah, that's right. So. That was really sweet. So, this Road to Kingdom has the subtitle Ace of Ace. So, like, the thing for... throughout the show is like each group is like picking an ace who's gonna be consistently doing assault. Like, I think it'll change each episode, maybe. I'm not sure, I was like half paying attention, but at least in the first episode, the ace that they picked did a solo performance and then they did a group performance all together. Just quickly running through the things that pissed me off about this from the yeah, right off the bat, from the get-go, they were announcing, like, before any performances had started, like, the show basically opens, and they're like, we've done a pre-evaluation, and we're going to give the prediction of the rankings from where we think you all are. And it was like,
oh,
just based off what? So they did that, and, like, some of the teams were like, oh my god, I can't believe we're, like, ranked 7th already. And it's like, yeah, I was like, why are we, like, getting there?
Who was ranked last?
So from the predictions, they ranked Unite 7th, and then the new 6 ranked 7th in public pre-voting. And it's like,
oh,
yeah, that's not super surprising that these smaller groups that have smaller fandoms did worse in the public pre-voting. Like, yeah. So I'm just like, why is there a public pre-voting? Why do we need to hurt boys' feelings before the show even begins? Like, have we considered being nice? The whole time watching the show, I just felt like that one character from Mean Girls who's like, I wish we could all just get along and paint rainbows like we did in middle school. And they're like, she doesn't even go here. Like, that was me the whole time. I'm like, can't we just get along and have like a fun little like creative stages and then be like, wow, boys, you all did great. Like, sure, there can be maybe a winner. But anyway. So then the boys go on, they tell us their aces, and then all the aces do a solo performance, and they perform in the order of their rankings, their like pre-rankings. Oh. Juan, what's his name, Arena? I'm so sorry. Yes, he was their ace, so he got to perform first. He's obviously their leader, so it was really cute as he's standing up and he's like, I'm gonna announce our leader.
I was about to say, what is doesn't have a leader?
Yes, buddy, it was sweet. Yeah, his performance was good. What also then proceeded to piss me off was they don't show the entire performance in the episode.
Of course not.
It was maybe like, why am I watching this show if not to see the full performance? Like, yeah. I don't want to see the members' reactions to it over seeing the performance. That's, you cut out the other one. So that got on my nerves. Well, I thought all of the performances were good. I really loved one of the boys from the new 6 did a cover of Drowning where he sung and danced, and I thought that was really good. And one of the boys from Tempest did a rap that I believe he wrote, and it was really sweet, and I really enjoyed that. The rest of them, I'm pretty sure everybody else just performed a dance, and they were all good. But the singing and rapping performances, I actually preferred. Before they went into the team... performances, they announced the rankings of the solo performances.
From
the get-go, well, before they did that, they were like, I'm gonna say unfortunately, because Temin is the MC, so then Temin, who's like everybody's favorite man in the entire world, is delivering just the meanest information. And I don't think Temin should have to do that. Why is Temin having to tell these poor boys that whoever is ranked 7th in the solo performance, that their whole group will not get to perform their team performance? I was like, this is so mean. It's episode 1. Why?
Yeah, I remember when Wanas first went on, and it's just like, welcome to hell. And yeah, right off the bat, it's still hell for all these groups.
They've and then you're making Temin, who is like everybody's...
Everybody loves him.
Everybody's idol, be the one to deliver the news. And they're all just like, we love you, Temin. And then he's like, you can't perform, by the way.
And he's trying his bestest to say it in a way that's not like... devastating, but it's still so upsetting. Oh my god. So then the poor ace from Gravity ranked 7th, which, like, his performance wasn't bad. He just ranked a little bit lower than everybody else. So yeah, I thought it was just so shitty that from episode 1 they were like, oh, one group will not be performing. So it's like, cool, they are automatically ranked 7th for the entire episode because they can't perform the second time to move their ranking up. Oh, and the poor, oh my god, it was so sad. Like, genuinely, the guy who performed was crying after they announced he was 7th. Like, sobbing. He's turning around to his whole, like, group to apologize because then they don't get to perform because of him. And everyone was just so upset. Like, it was really sad to watch, frankly. Which is just, again, a weird vibe for the audience watching this. Like, what do you want me to feel? Because I don't feel good.
I don't like competition shows, but I really don't like competition shows from already established, debuted groups. It feels so humiliating for no reason.
Yeah, especially when these groups, like, these are kind of new groups. Like, they're out here doing their best with a smaller fandom, putting in their absolute all, and then they're like, okay, we're gonna get some, like, coverage and more eyes on us in this dreadful competition show. And then just the first episode kind of goes that way. Like, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. I just feel like it shouldn't be so much competition as, like, more showcase.
Right? Because the performance is...
And if a group is older than, like, 2 years, I don't feel like they should be forced to be on Road to Kingdom. Like, just put them in Kingdom. If the whole point is to give more spotlight to groups that are lesser known, like, Gravity should just be in Kingdom then. Wanna should just be in Kingdom then. Tempest should just be in Kingdom then. Like, if you didn't just debut in the last couple of years, Road to Kingdom seems, like, so cruel.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, really rough in the first Road to Kingdom when it was, like, Golden Child, Pentagon, and stuff. Just, like, really old, old groups. Having to compete against, like, I think at the time their name was, like, TO1 or something, and they had one song.
I'm really curious to what the Kingdom lineup is going to look like.
Yeah, because this Road to Kingdom lineup is really giving what the Kingdom lineup should be, because then what if you're going to take more successful, more popular groups and then put them against whatever groups come out of this? It's just not going to be fair. Like, what?
Yeah, you can't have bloody Stray Kids or ATs on this show again when their fandoms have grown so much bigger in size, and you sure as shit can't put them against smaller groups because you have audience voting, and just the end, like, the groups with the biggest audiences will win.
Yeah, I don't think they would be in the show again.
The only way I can even see it working or being interesting is if, yeah, you only make it judge voting, and then the entire purpose of the Kingdom or of the performances is to mix and match people within the different teams to give everyone, like,
oh my God, yes,
really different opportunities and to, like, I don't know, broaden everyone's horizons, get them to work with new people they've never worked before, like, try something new.
Absolutely. Mm.
Yeah.
And then they can, like, they can grow their fan bases with the cross collaboration that way.
Yeah. And then, like, I think it gives a really good opportunity for, like, especially if you're mixing and matching groups, the more experienced groups with the newer groups, they can form a lot of friendships that end up being really beneficial to them later on. So, like, the whole point of the show should be about, like, teamwork and making new connections and reimagining music.
Absolutely. Like, I still regularly go back and watch a lot of performances from the last Kingdom, just because they were fucking sick.
Yeah, the Kingdom performances
are
crazy.
Yeah, the stages that they did mixing up ATs, Stray Kids,
those were all
the
best ones.
Yeah, they were so good!
They're so historic.
I wish we could have that without the stress of the competition format.
It's like...
And the worst thing is that if you win Road to Kingdom, your prize is Kingdom! Your prize is doing this shit all over again.
And I'm just like, I think I'm just traumatized by like the original. It was so bad.
Yeah. I only watched the Road to Kingdom stuff.
And I mean, like, at the time, granted, I wasn't an 18-y. Like, I wasn't super into the fandom for ATEEZ or Stray Kids or any of the other involved groups. But I was just, like, watching it to watch it because there was nothing else going on.
Yeah, because the first Kingdom only worked because of the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I liked ATEEZ and I liked Stray Kids, but I wasn't in the fandom. And thank God. But even then, still, it was just, like, hearing about all of the shit that everybody went through later. Like, Chan was partially paralyzed because of this show.
Oh my god.
Like,
Jesus.
All of ATEEZ's mistreatment from Mnet during this show. Like, I don't know, just a lot of fucked up shit went on. And thankfully, it seems like all of the members of all of the groups have, like, cool relationships with each other now, which is the only positive I can even... It just doesn't seem worth it to me.
No.
My number one takeaway, I'm so glad Zykers is not on this fuck-ass show.
Oh my god, yeah, I was, like, a part of me was, I don't even want to use the word disappointed, because I was like, oh, I know they would have done an incredible job with the stages, and I would have just loved to have seen those performances.
Yeah.
But watching this already from the get-go, I was just like, thank fucking god.
It's just like, we haven't seen a lot of content from them in a while, so it would have been nice to see them on the show, but yeah. Next on our news, Jack, please take it away to describe, what's going on with Everglow.
So last week, Yehua / My Music Taste canceled Everglow's first four West Coast tour stops in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Tacoma, and Denver.
That's like, what's going on there? Is it
it's like
the
muy sospechoso. Or... So I think I haven't been paying as much attention to their Latin American stops, but I feel like something also got canceled there. But again, I don't remember what the dates are for everything. Mm-hmm. So we've been waiting to hear if East Coast and Chicago will also get canceled. No idea. But also, they just went on tour last year and have only put out a teeny tiny mini for Zombie, which was cute, but like, where's the music? So now we're just waiting to hear. And then today, Yehua put out a statement that Aisha is not going to be participating due to her injury and like worsening condition, which we already knew about this injury. So why were y'all pushing her during tour rehearsal and then exacerbating it? And then Sihyun also has a knee injury, so like, maybe we just shouldn't do this tour.
Is this the same injury from last tour?
No, I think they mentioned it's also her leg. Her injury last year was her arm.
Right.
Oh, cool, a new injury.
Right? Yeah, we just don't know what's going on, and like, nobody is saying anything. Like, they're not saying anything. It's just really fucked up. Yehua sucks. Yehua sucks. Yehua sucks. They're the fucking worst.
Yeah, between Everglow fumbling
and
how they treat their ZB1 members, their Yehua members in ZB1, and then also them removing the Tempest member for going to the club and having a girlfriend.
Oh my god.
And
oh, that was
put
crazy.
Him on a hiatus, and now he's officially out.
It's crazy. I hate them so bad. I like want them to be uninvolved with the industry so bad, because they just like clearly can't do shit right at all. So just like leave, get out.
But and back then, to Everglow's
they
tour.
Also, at least for the New York show for Everglow, they put out like buy one, get one codes for the concert.
Oh.
So tickets that were like $160 are now like $70-$80, and everything is like way more affordable because the show is not sold out, Avi.
Not sponsored. Catch them while you still can.
Not sponsored.
What is the code?
It's GLOWBOGO. So GLOWBOGO. GLOWBOGO. And basically it's like 50% off tickets. Yeah. There's still plenty of seats.
I got my ticket.
Wee.
I wish I could go, but there's no TV.
Yeah, you can sit in like the 10th row from the stage for only $75. Get in here.
That's crazy.
Come see Everglow.
I'm stuck in
this. This may be,
unfortunately,
our last chance.
Honestly.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely the end.
Yeah. I'm mentally preparing myself. Don't hate me for that one. We're all right. And like, Glows, let's be real. We were thinking like last year, so.
I remember last year, so it was just like, I was just so happy to see them. You know? Especially if you're the tall guy.
Yeah.
You better
if you
be
hear
going
this. I forget what his name is. If you're. What the fuck?
I thought you were just bleeping out his name.
Somebody's ringing my doorbell, and I'm like not expecting anything, so that's really alarming. Anyway, if you went to like all the Everglow stops last year on the tour, and you were sitting in the second row, and you're like 6'3", 6'5", like this ginormous dude, and you're from DC, yeah. What's your social media? Let's be friends.
We'll see you at tour, hopefully. I hope you get to see them one last time, because... You were a pretty big fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be taking a small break. We'll be back with the releases from the last 2 weeks.
Okay. I'm just going to sit here, though.
I'm going to sit here, too.
Welcome back to the Hagline K-pop podcast. We are going to be going through some of the releases that came out in the last 2 weeks, so there's quite a bit to get through today.
Yeah.
But, let's just hop on in there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that came out was Human Harmony's new album.
What is this one? This album called, 1999. They stopped doing their theme of who, how, when, why.
Yeah.
So we're finally breaking away from that, which I'm kind of sad about, but...
Ooh. Yeah.
Has to be done.
They've given up on the eras already.
Their oldest members are born in 2003.
Oh boy.
So this is the title track, Nice Guy, from Boy Next Door's new album, 1999. Have any of y'all listened to this song?
I already forget if I listen to this, so I don't know what that says.
The pre-release.
Dangerous.
And I did like the pre-release.
Jaehyun is so cute.
He really is.
Wow, you know his name?
Yeah.
He's definitely the...
TikTok keeps feeding me him and the other... The Rise member and the ZB1 member, who are MCs together, I get a lot of their content.
Oh yeah,
Hanbin, yeah.
He's definitely Jaehyun's definitely like the face of this group. And, I don't know, carries a lot of the personality, I feel, which is probably not fair to say because I just don't watch their content.
Looking at their K profile, I've definitely heard some of their names before, but like couldn't put them in a group or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for, kind of. I do mix up two of the members.
Yeah. This is cute. I like this one more.
You know. Love a bright bop. But like, what song got you into ATEEZ? Because Gorilla's not bright.
Actually, the song that got me into ATEEZ was The King.
Fucking
rest in peace.
Hardcore EDM track, like.
Look, you can't account for inconsistent taste.
What's your favorite BTS song, then? Like, their bright songs were like songs that didn't get you into them.
That's not a question I can answer in a normal amount of time.
What about TXT then?
I really like... I mean, I love Cat and Dog, but seriously, I like 9¾ and...
What is your... Okay. How about your shared Stray Kids song?
That's a really good question. What is my favorite Stray Kids song?
They have some bright bop adjacent songs.
are.
Yeah, and others if I could think of them right now.
Maybe Thunderous, I would say.
Yeah, that was cute. I did prefer the pre-release, but this was cute.
That was super cute, super short.
I see why younger people like them a lot.
It is just the whole trend right now in South Korea, the youth.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like I see more about Bonetto than I do... What I see the most is, like, Bonetto and ZB1.
But you know who you see the most right now? Externary Heroes. Jack.
How did this become me? But it is me. This is the last... Oh, boy. Okay. It's a lot to take in and talk over. Since April of this year, Externary Heroes has been doing their open beta, closed beta, kind of like experimental project where every month they're putting out a new single, and this is their final one for the year, and then the beta project is finally closed. And this is nearly everything I ever wanted from them.
Who is this feature guy person?
Yes. He is a vocalist of his own group called YB, but he's like a hard rock metal vocalist.
Okay, that makes sense because they haven't done Screamo before.
Yeah. Yeah, this really is wild.
It's just like, I love Externary Heroes' entire discography so much. Like, all of it is all just so good. But I love a little bit of, like, hard rock, heavy metal. And I really love the styling the most. So I was very, very, very excited to see this.
It feels very up your alley of what you would like.
Yeah. I really like Externary Heroes, unfortunately. I don't super love the yelling.
You hate screaming.
I hate screaming in songs. I hate it so bad.
Yeah,
I don't like it when men yell at me.
Oh my god.
That's just kind of like a trigger response.
Oh no.
The rest of the song's really good. Sorry, boys, this one's not for me.
You never had a screamo moment?
No.
Interesting.
The hottest emo music I listened to was, like, My Chemical Romance. They have some heavier stuff,
They do have some screaming.
Yeah,
Yeah, those were not songs that I frequently listened to.
I was in the...
I hope that Yoon Do-hyun taught Ju-hyun how to scream, or taught Ode how to scream. I hope they do another song like this in the future. And I do find it really funny that, a lot of the members themselves were like, I don't really listen to stuff like this, but this was fun. And I was like, yeah.
I mean, it's just like not That's a cute. Popular subgenre in Korea.
I do really respect how different stuff they put out. Like, that's just, it's crazy that they did this.
Yeah, all of their open beta stuff was so different. I feel like it was just like a huge step for them. And even I watched their live performance earlier today, and I was like kind of watching the crowd, and I was like, ooh, this must be like kind of jarring. Like, this must be so intense all of a sudden. But I grew up listening to music like this so much that I was like, oh, this is so nostalgic.
Yeah, I can't imagine what the regular girlies think about the song, but hopefully, like, it expands their horizon on what kind of music they can listen to, and who knows, it might just be fun.
Oh, they're not promoting this song, though.
Oh.
It was just, they only performed it live at their concerts.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. It would be a lot on, like, Music Bank.
Yeah, they are having a comeback in October, though, so everybody stay tuned.
This would have been crazy to pull out.
This would have been... I want it so bad. Like, this would have been amazing.
Could you just imagine, like, them all, like, on stage?
And Ju-hyun's dressed like fucking Suzy Sue from the Banshees. And, like, they all have dark makeup and they're covered in, like, drawn-on tattoos.
With the other, like, idols. It's just, like, Boy Next Door and their little, like, little pizza delivery outfits.
I can see, like, Kunil standing in the front of the group in his, like, little emo metal getup, and he's just, like, smiling. Because he has, he's the most terminal case of, like, nice boy face in the entire world. I love you, Kunil. Come back.
On to the next one. NCT Wish put out their newest release, Dunk Shot, which was not NCT Dream's Dunk Shot.
It started and I was like, this isn't what Dunk Shot sounds like. Yeah, this is not my favorite of their tracks so far. It is
a Japanese track, right?
Yeah, it is. It is giving NCTU 90s love a little bit though when they're on the court.
No, oh, they wish they could be 90s love.
So baby.
I didn't really like the song, but I can see it growing on me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like looking at this the other day, which is especially during the NCT anniversary. It's just like, they're just like halfway through their career. They're just like,
yeah, like it's,
they don't have to
yeah.
last for like another 5 or so years, and they're already like at their 8th anniversary. So like by the time they start going, it's gonna be 13th anniversary or something like that.
That's what happened in Taemin. And I do think it's so interesting that now we're looking at Wish and we're like, oh my god, they're so young, they're so baby, and they're still like several years older than Dream when Dream debuted. Yeah, it's crazy. Sakuya being like one of their main rappers,
yeah, like
if not the main rapper, is so funny to me though.
He needs to just, he'll grow into his position, but oh my god, yeah, he has terminal baby face right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the same as Jisung when he was just like a child, and you're like, what are they gonna like kind of like turn into?
Yeah, when Jisung's voice started dropping, we were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh. Going from the babies to Hwasa's new release.
Mother.
This video for me was so hard to find.
Oh, dang.
I tried searching Hwasa Na, and then it wouldn't come up. Just searching Hwasa. Didn't pop up either.
Oh my goodness.
To, like, search like Maria, then go to her page.
Oh wow.
Down.
Weird.
I had it on my YouTube homepage.
Yeah, same. Why are they trying to put her down? I do feel like this was just filmed though.
Right, yeah, like at the,
I'm surprised it's out already.
The
yeah. God, she's so pretty.
She's so hot.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh my god.
Wait, just wait.
This outfit.
All of them.
Yes.
So good.
But I love that outfit with the little headscarf too.
Yeah.
I kind of like I Love My Body.
Oh my goodness.
I think it's campy, yeah.
It's such a Meghan Trainor song, though.
Yeah. It's just when it comes on sometimes, it's like just silly enough that I'm always like, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just like sniffing a cigarette box.
Yo.
Don't smoke, kids. Did they get this close to offer her? No, there's too long sides. Crazy move.
Crazy.
Thank you, Kristen Dodgen. Who do you guys want to see this challenge?
I'm like thinking of Youngjin.
Yeah, Jungbin. Jungbin would do it.
Oh, I was
no,
trying
I don't
to
know if he would.
Currently promoting.
She can always like Popeye and
Kier. I want Kier to do this. That's
true. I
want to
see Sungkwan do this with her.
I just need all the boys to get out there to do this. Whoa, that was short.
Yeah, she doesn't release long songs.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen the stage.
I really like the outfit from the clip I saw on Twitter this morning. Ooh, I did see the hamburger thing was supposed to be a diss.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
CEO boss lady of some gay drama right now.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why this strand hanging in front of her face is coming from so far back on her ponytail.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Here you better talk to me nice.
I can't believe she can do this. The music shows.
Right? That they weren't like, you can't broadcast that. You need to change the move.
Yo.
God.
I love that little leg kick. It's so cute.
It felt like so fitting in the Paris background too, for some reason.
I just kind of feel like all the background dancers are dressed like secretaries and they all have like flat shoes.
Yeah, that's a choice.
She's the boss.
Yeah.
She's the only person wearing heels because she's so fucking short.
God, her eye makeup.
It's so gorgeous everywhere.
She should come do a small solo tour here.
Oh, it would be so good.
Like, just her at the town hall or something, like the Brooklyn Paramount, somewhere small.
Yep.
King's Theater. Like, come here, girl.
Her current tour isn't, like, super massive
venues. Free on Thursday.
Why does this song have, like, major Psy vibes to me? Psy, get in there, do the song, cover it with her. This is so fun. Going from one soloist to a new soloist.
Yeah, wow, Yeonjun!
I haven't listened to the song.
I haven't yet either.
But I did see on Twitter people dissing it as an NCT song.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, so we're gonna love it? Cool.
Hopefully. I just don't know what to expect from what Yeonjun's gonna sound like. Because, like, from NCT,
yeah,
all the soloists, we know, like, what their sound is gonna be like. But Yeonjun, as far as I know,
I'll hold on to my comments because I have listened to it, so I'll let you guys hear it without my commentary. I knew we were listening to all this stuff, so I was like, let me not listen to anything yet.
I like how we do have a mix of like listeners and non-listeners, but let's get into it.
I don't know.
Okay, rude boy number two.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
This is not the range I thought he was gonna be singing in. Has he done like any music producing, writing?
Yeah, he has participated in writing before, but not production as far as I'm aware.
Yeah,
like a tent, my team. I'm the god, you little, so I'm always on fire. He's a thing, he's a thing. And me, I'm trying to get him my game. Go hit that gun, you're gone.
Oh.
Gun, chill gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gun, chill gun.
I need this. I think the sound mixer needs to go back in.
Oh wow. Is this a single or EP?
Me googling
or...
immediately. Mm-hmm. It's a mixtape.
Okay. I think from 17 mixtapes usually are just a single song. But every copy is different.
Yeah, it's just a single.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
I know, AIM had to mute.
I got a message from my manager that I was replying to. I just feel like, kind of like what you guys were saying, that Yeonjun doesn't necessarily have a musical style himself. And I feel like this song didn't convince me that he does. Like, I didn't listen to this and go, oh my god, like, yeah, this is exactly what I would have expected his solo music to sound like. Oh, I'm so glad it sounds like this. I was just kind of like, I don't know what this is. I was surprised that he had so much like voice effect things on, because I'm like, you're a good vocalist. Like, I want to hear your voice, not a silly little high-pitched voice. Yeah, it just didn't really do anything for me.
It just feels like he really got slotted into the song. That's why I just prefer soloists who have a direction they want to go and explore more that they can't usually do in their usual music, instead of just being a soloist just for soloists.
I don't like this.
No, it's the best part of the song.
Don't like this piano beat. It like stunned me into silence when it started. I was like,
The choreo that comes with it.
I don't know how to explain it, but I guess when I have a solo debut, I kind of want, yeah, I want something more personal to the idol. Like, you know, I really love Yoongi's solo stuff. And all of his solo albums have been really deeply personal to him. And, like, obviously that's not everybody's cup of tea, and I don't expect everybody to be like, here's all of my deepest, darkest thoughts and feelings in song form. Like, it can be a silly little bop, but then I want a silly little bop that, I don't know, just feels more you. I don't know if this feels him. Maybe I just don't know him as well as I thought I did. Maybe that's on me.
That's just, like... I don't know what Yeonjun's identity is outside of being a dancer, in my opinion, and maybe like the English speaker of the group, but yeah, I definitely don't know TXT like that. But like, yeah, you said, it can be a fun bop, like Taeyong's stuff, but then he has a full, not full, mini album to like supplement it and like really show
Yeah, like, Taeyong's solo stuff, oh my god, like, it's so Taeyong. You're like, yes, this is perfect. Like, Doyoung, it's just, it's what you want from them, and they could do it really well. Whereas, yeah, I just don't necessarily feel that way about this song.
I feel like, and I mean, granted, I do love TXT and, like, listen to all their albums and everything, but I guess I don't, like, follow them the way I do other groups. but I can't think of things that they've done that really like highlight individual member things besides like some artists of the month, but maybe more like in their content they do more things. I don't know.
It's just so hard to say. And it's hard not to make that comparison with NCT because they have the most soloists from a group.
Yeah.
And that naturally happens with how many members that they currently have.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, like, by the time we've gotten... Yeah, by the time we've gotten all of the, like, solo albums or, like, more solo work from the original Seventh Sense line of NCT, it's been a long time. Like, it's been years. Like... years and years. But also I think from NCT has put out a fuckload of music in the last 7-8 years, like all the U albums, all the 127 albums, all the Dream albums. Like I feel like they've just had more opportunity to showcase individual flavors and colors than TXT has.
But that's just like natural with like how TXT has only been active for the like last 5 or 6 years. They've only recently started, it seems like, doing unit stuff and showcasing.
Yeah,
they've all put out way more solo stuff though. I can't think of like any solo stuff that TXT has super done. But again, I feel like that's me not following their content. Yeah.
No, I don't think they have like
I
done
think
anything.
Bumview is like doing more producing these days, but not to the extent of
like Stray Kids and ATEEZ.
Yeah, because I was gonna say like ATEEZ and SKIZ are definitely not a good
okay,
comparison.
They're just like
where you have like literally everything in SKIZ being auto-produced, and then Hongjoong and Mingi being themselves.
Yeah, I was just thinking of other fourth gen boy groups.
I have no idea, honestly.
This just goes back to when you were anticipating for Lisa's solo, and she's also a dancer. Taemin's also a dancer.
I don't know. Like, I just expected something, like, dancier from him, I think. And when earlier you said, like, you didn't know what to expect from Lisa, I feel it kind of is the same way with Yeonjun, where I don't mind. I actually really like the, like, kind of bad boy, rude boy concept for him. I think it suits him really well.
That's the number one HYBE trainee.
It's, like, my favorite thing about him. But, like, I don't feel like this song is dancey enough. Like, the beat is kind of low-key, and I just feel like he doesn't have enough points with interesting choreo. A lot of it is very still on his end, which I think is kind of odd.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
Yeah, for how good of a dancer he is,
yeah.
Like, nothing in this feels like him pushing the limits of himself or just doing anything that really stands out.
Yeah.
Should have definitely taken the more Taemin route with this song, but, like, that's already his, what, fourth album?
Kind of like a little bit of everything, though. I feel like with the fucking... Which Taemin song is it? Is it Sexes in the Air or Horizon? Where
it's Sexes in the Air.
Yeah. Where I was like, damn, he really just wanted to put out a song where he could, like, go crazy with the choreo. Like, there's so much more dancing in it than I would have assumed. That's kind of, like, the song I would want to see from Yeonjun, is, like...
Beyond dancing. Like, what?
Yeah,
what,
like,
kind of
put it out there.
Style?
Put it out there. I want to see you go nuts.
I don't know. This single mixed track, whatever, feels like it just happened so fast. Like, 1 week of promotion.
It did seem like it happened very fast.
It was suddenly, like, announced, and then it was here.
Yeah.
And...
but it's also, like, we don't know how long they've been working on it behind the scenes.
That's true.
Of all the TXT members, I feel like the only one that I have, like, expectations or an idea of what their solo stuff would sound like is, like, Kai.
That's so surprising. I have no idea what he sounds like. I don't know why. I want to say Subin. Like...
no, we love Subin in this house, but yeah, I can't.
He's
I have
the most
no
popular
idea what
member.
Subin's solo stuff would sound like, if he's even interested in that.
Right. Like, honestly, I can see him taking the actor
yeah.
route as an idol.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I guess it's just, like, not following TXT enough. But I don't know if they've got like SoundClouds. I don't know like if on their lives they're playing like little things that they're working on or like little things they're producing, ideas that they have. Put out more, Yenjin. What you got?
Okay, going on to the next one, Zyker's Bittersweet. It's their B-side promotion, question mark?
Yeah, it's their second track that they're promoting.
Are they doing, like, were they doing it, like, two at the same time, or
they
one
didn't.
After the other? Oh, okay, cool. 6 weeks of promotion, then.
Yeah. I'm glad they are promoting both of them, because if there had to be a different title track, it should definitely have been this.
Yeah, the song has a really, like, anthem-y quality to it. It might have been, like, really good for a Kingdom or something.
Yeah.
I really do like the song, but I wish this was the title track and Wichu was, like, the second promotion that they did in, like, October?
Yes,
oh, definitely. Oh, you think it should have just been the title over Witch?
Maybe. I don't know, I like Witch, but I love this, and I'm just so glad it's getting something.
No. I do feel like this might have done better with, like, the general public than Witch, but Witch is so fucking cool.
It is. Just do a staggered promotion, like, in October.
Yeah.
And then they also get a break. The styling of this is really good. I feel like the quality of this video is also like music video like level.
I definitely did not hear what you just said.
I do feel like Psychics deserve to have a live band.
Oh, it would be so sick.
Yeah.
I just feel so biased watching Psychers stuff sometimes because I'm always just like, this is so cool! This is so good! And then when I'm watching other, like, fifth-gen boy groups, I'm like, yeah, that was cute.
Sorry I have to make you guys suffer through Boy Next Door and CD1. You never know when a song will stick with you. Talk off. Okay, but is Extraordinary Heroes Gen 4 or Gen 5?
Extraordinary Heroes? No, I think they're fourth gen.
They're not. Yeah, I don't think they're fifth.
No.
I feel like they're on the cusp.
I mean, I like Boys Next Door, but I definitely don't consider myself, like, in the fandom.
No, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're hitting that point in K-pop where everybody is just so young that I'm kind of like, I'm not super interested in learning about you anymore.
Yeah.
At this point, it's definitely just, like,
if something really good comes out. But I also feel like this is really different from all the other fifth gen boy songs out right now.
Yeah, with all of them heavily still leaning into refreshing, bright youth, all that stuff.
Maybe. Yeah.
Love it.
Stan
well
Zykers.
Done, boys.
Junghoon, come back soon.
Feel better.
We saw you the other day. What's up, buddy? Yeah, but even more strongly, Stan Zykers.
Yeah, next one could be a full, actually. It's about time.
Yeah.
Do you think Zykers is going to follow the same model as AT's?
Era?
Yeah. With ears.
But, like, I don't know, because their story is not as cut and dry as AT's's. And,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
I hate to do the, like, Zykers AT's comparison stuff, but when you're from the same company and that's all you have to go off of, it's, like, that's all you can kind of do.
It might just also be, like, a fourth gen thing, and fifth gen moves away from
it. But I do hope it is still very hard-hitting, dancey. I don't know. With that rap line, I feel like you gotta just commit to the power.
Yeah, at least a full album will give you a lot more songs to like play with and try things that are different.
Yeah, especially with the with the space that a full album would afford. I know a lot of roadies have been like, when are we getting more vocal stuff? Vocal line. And I would definitely love to hear it, but with kind of like limited space on a mini album. Yeah, but definitely put it on a full album. We could get 13, 14 songs out of them. Olander, Pepperoni, I'm looking right at you. Olive, I'm looking at you. They could do both. Put Hongjun back on some track. Don't listen to the haters. Eden, pull one out of somewhere, dude. I don't know what you gotta do. Pop some tabs. Eden, don't fuck with me. But Eden, look me in my fucking eyes. Put an EDM track on the next Psychers album. Thank you so much. Like supercalifragilistic, but times 10. The King part 2, The Prince.
Oh, yes. Agreed.
It would just be fun.
Imagine if it's Psychers on Kingdom proper.
I'll kill myself. No, they won't put them on Kingdom. Are you kidding me? They'll put like TWS on Kingdom or something.
They'll put Zero Base One on Kingdom and no one else. Oh my god,
yeah, they will. Rip.
Well, yeah, they have to.
They do.
They're crazy.
They do.
Another group that could potentially be on Kingdom, P1 Harmony with their new album.
I'm excited to hear this. I haven't heard anything of this, but I love their teaser concept photos for this.
I have not seen any of those.
It was really cute.
Yeah, the like medieval nightcore stuff was cool.
Oh. I have only seen them like beaten up.
That ass, when I first saw this picture of him, I thought it was Min Jae. Okay, I like this a lot right off the bat.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I can't put my finger on what this sounds like. Maybe a DDR song?
DDR?
No. I think it's an Osu song.
This kid is so fucking talented.
Yeah.
So glad people are like really recognizing it.
I can't even talk about Kehoe's vocals, it's just too much.
Wow, I didn't know you were a Kehoe vocals fan.
He's so slept on. I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this, like, really speedy rap style from Intok. I don't know if, like, that's how he always... Yeah. And that's... I do just like really fast tempo stuff.
That's so crazy, Jack. I didn't know that about you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go find one.
A festival version, some might say.
Oh my god, that would fuck. P1, who's listening? FNC, is that their company?
Yes.
To a festival version.
They would blow up from it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're getting there.
They're getting there. I saw a tweet earlier today of like the sales for this mini already, and it's like doing really well, and it's only day one.
I'm kind of hoping that they get like a Billboard recognition.
That would be huge for them.
I think it would be interesting.
Are they in Hello 82's back pocket?
Yeah, they are.
Oh. They are.
They are, yeah. They've been a ton of... I think that's the most what I've been seeing is like a ton of Hello 82 promo for them.
Yeah, they've done all the like fan signs and stuff in person every time they come to the States.
I can't talk about Hello 82 right now.
Hello 82, prove your worth, please.
They're pissing me off with the 50-50 stuff. I just don't think it's setting a good precedent. But I could see them blowing up significantly just in the next year.
Hot takes. It's time for some hot takes.
I don't think this is a hot take. I think it's a hard yes. The end.
Okay, so the tweet reads, do you guys think Stray Kids have a debriefing session after fan calls where they bitch about the weirdos that they had the audacity to show up and be weird fucking losers at?
Remember how we were talking about, like, do you guys think idols talk about what each other talks about on Bubble, or they just have, like, a silent agreement where they're like, we do not discuss what is said on Bubble. Like, what is said on Bubble or for the fans is for the fans, and we don't mention it.
But I think it'd be funny if the members make fun of each other for that, because I sure as shit would.
I do too. I just think it'd be like, fun.
We said we wouldn't talk about it. And yeah. Then it's like, yeah, but this is fucking lame, you goddamn loser.
Yeah. I feel like they try to be gracious.
Yeah, I think they just, like, go on autopilot mode and dissociate for, like, the hour.
Sometimes when I think about, like, Felix's weird ass fan calls, and I'm just like, he's just so nice though. Like, I don't know if, like, something would have to be really weird for him to bring it up later.
Yeah, for sure. What, like, prompted this tweet? Was it the child or
it might have been Hyunjin or Felix. They get really weird ones. Oh, no. Okay, I think this was actually in reference to a Jisung fan call.
Oh my god,
yes. A fan kept pushing
about asking about Lino and stuff, and then, like, living together. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like,
I think this was in response to that.
Don't put it in their faces.
No, literally, like, why would you? Yeah.
And sit in it by yourself and enjoy it on your own or something. Like, I can't control what they do.
Yeah. Especially after, like, he tried to answer so graciously and just be like, da da da, our little home routine, our little apartment is so cute, blah blah blah, and they kept pushing.
Like, you can't, they just didn't read the social cues.
Right. If I were them, though, I feel like they should debrief with the staff and be like, no, this person made me so uncomfortable. Like, blacklist them.
I think that, yeah, I absolutely, the staff should not be letting that shit come through.
Yeah.
And they sure as shit shouldn't be giving that person another chance. If a member was like, well, that was weird, I think the staff should be allowed to legally kill that person.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially, I saw, did you guys see a 10 fan call recently where I feel like the fan either asked if he remembered her or something similar? And he didn't. She got, like, super upset and was just, like, super rude to him on the rest of the call and being super sarcastic with him and super rude and being like, why would I even bother again? You obviously don't care about me, blah, blah, blah. And he was trying his best to be like, hey, come on, that's not true. But his, like, face, man.
Yeah, that's why sometimes they just lie and say they recognize you, even if it's, like, the first time they've ever seen it. I was tempted to do that with my Johnny fan call, but I got so nervous and I was just, like, really more worried about, like, accidentally cursing during the call and then them hanging up.
Do they hang up if you curse?
I think it's, like, one of the things that isn't allowed.
Oh,
I feel like I've
so
seen,
cursing is where they draw the line.
Right?
Making the members uncomfortable is totally chill. Super makes sense.
But I think it's just, like, easier to catch when you hear that one word versus, like, trying to interpret the whole situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like I've seen a lot of fan calls where people have accidentally said, like, shit or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the Ooyoung one, where he gives them, like, that look.
Yeah, he's like, whoop.
The next hot topic is talking about brand sponsorships and K-pop idols. A lot of idols have been chosen to be, like, they're just invited. I don't even think they're, like, half the time chosen as ambassadors for these events.
Yeah.
So they're brought out to either New York or Milan right now, just to make an appearance for half a day. And
we're forgetting the ultimate. The outfits they dress them in are ugly.
Half the time.
Yes, I don't like the outfit that Hyunjin is wearing.
I think what
it
really triggered this,
I think his hair looks nice, but I didn't care for
this. I think what really triggered it, though, was, like, Lino and Felix having to come all the way to New York just for a fucking Tommy Hilfiger show. Mm-hmm. Like, nasty. And then Tommy Hilfiger sucks.
Yeah, well, at least,
and why bother?
They might have been able to like make some networking stuff at or not at Wimbledon, at the US Open, but that's really like not, I don't see any benefits. I didn't see any pictures from it.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. It's like sometimes the design is cute, the fashion is nice, but for these like, I feel like it's the top of the pyramid luxury ones, or like the most well-known, like Gucci, Chanel, Dior, etc., Vuitton. Their shit is just so bleh these days. It sometimes doesn't even feel like fashion anymore to me.
Everything that's like retailed is definitely just,
it's so boring,
slapping their logo on it, and I buy it.
The most designer stuff out of all of us.
So sorry.
And it's just a lot of these companies selling out their idols. And I hate, do they call it? EMV?
And media value.
I hate the concept of like, guys, make sure you interact with Tommy Hilfiger's post so that they know to keep inviting Felix back. No, leave Felix alone, you fucking weirdo. Like, get out of here. Like, Tommy Hilfiger, you dragged them all the way to New York to put them on a fucking decommissioned Staten Island ferry that's a piece of shit. The JFK is literally like made out of fucking wood. It's terrible. I used to write it all the time. It's the worst. And then for Tommy Hilfiger, who's a fucking Zionist, which Free Palestine, by the way, fuck you, Tommy Hilfiger, you nasty piece of shit.
And the outfits are ugly.
Into it. The outfits are ugly.
These suits.
I feel like just fashion houses these days don't have anything to do with like fashion anymore. Like there's no artistry anymore. There's like no consideration for the garments anymore. Like, Tommy Hilfiger wants to get up here and be like, oh, we care about tailoring and blah, 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 and then put them in those baggy-ass suits that don't even fucking fit for the Met Gala. Like, it's so ugly. Nobody cares about what they're putting out anymore. It's basic. And you shouldn't have to interact with fucking brand deal da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, I don't care. Oh, this is a great chance for them to, like, earn more fans. Through posing for some fucking photo, like... No, for Dior, I don't care. Become their fan because of their music. Like, fuck out of here. Yep.
It's also like, why are we putting so much value behind all these designer brands? I thought we were at the point of like trying to devalue them, and I don't know, they're just like such a sign of capitalism that we all supposedly hate.
Just so crazy, people going into debt for these, or like renting pieces, or just everyone carrying fakes.
Yeah, it's just a status symbol, and we're all still feeding into it. I definitely am, but, you know.
Did you like it?
Of course. I love everything I buy. But it's just, like, as someone who is Asian, it is, like, a huge status symbol to have. I have had better treatment when I was in Asia for, like, what bag I was carrying. It's just so rampant in Asia, and I don't know if we can ever, like, I don't want to say decolonize, devalue the, like, status all of these things hold over there in society. Definitely, like, all these idols don't see that, and they definitely feed into, like, I want to work with all these designers and these brand names. It elevates them as a person in Korean society, but, like...
Yeah, I'm just like, ew. And then they're like, oh my god, when Jungkook went for Tod's, he got a whole, like, tour from the Tod's owner, creator, founder, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, ooh.
I don't know how much it, like...
I don't like really this. This is weird.
Further their careers, maybe.
Yeah. The thing that, like, really... kicks me off is just that they're like using fans purposefully to drive engagement and EMV, and I just think it's really lame. And I know that's the whole point of inviting these people, is to get eyes on stuff, but when you're already these high profile brands, you don't really need that in the first place. It's like trying to market Coca-Cola to people. You don't need to market fucking Coca-Cola. Everybody knows Coca-Cola. Whoever can afford Chanel, Gucci, Dior products already knows about Chanel, Gucci, Dior. Like, I don't know. There's no point.
I don't know. Someone who has, like, worked with brands and brand dealing and worked on sponsorship decks before, like, you want to hit your KPIs.
Yeah.
You need to get those numbers up. You have to see, like, a value evaluation to your investors.
Yeah.
It's, like, just an unfortunate part of this.
Yeah, it's being able to monetize, like, just views at this point. That's crazy.
just through paying for advertising is nutty.
Yeah, it's just influencer marketing works, and in our entertainment industry before, it's just like, it's the only tried and true method that has positive ROI that's measurable for all the money put in.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Yep, it is the current experience I'm having in my job at the moment. Just influences not the only thing, but like the product that I'm working on is performing really well, and it's because we've had a crazy amount of a really nice amount of influencers engaging with the product, and it's made a really big difference.
Yeah, it's definitely like people moving away from more traditional forms of media, like just regular ass TV, going to the movie theaters, like shopping in person, where everything is condensed online and mobile, so it's like we're just on social media all the time now. I mean, like, I get it, I just think it's lame. The priority of it clearly showing the monetary value is what I'm just like, okay.
Next topic. I'm sick of talking about fashion. I'm getting hungry. We've been talking for over 2 hours.
Hungry.
Well, yeah,
okay, fine. The next tweet is, how do you think an artist feels if they see you with another light stick?
This is fucking stupid.
I mean, yeah.
I will take my 80s light stick to every show I go to. If anyone has an issue from it, they can literally come pry it out of my hand at the concert. I genuinely think people who get mad about this are stupid. Those things are expensive. Grow up.
I think I did have a mutual who did tweet that was like, this is a Twitter-only problem.
Yeah!
Like, it's not even seen on Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah.
Nobody cares in real life.
Or in real life.
Nobody cares in real life. And then did you see the replies to this, like, concept where people were like, if you don't have an NCT light stick at your concert, something is wrong. Like, something is very wrong.
I remember, like, when I first went to, like, all these K-pop concerts, when I was getting into it, I would always send you the picture of the NCT light stick in the crowd. You were the only N citizen I knew at the time. And
it's
so
funny.
And it's even at like unrelated concerts. Meg Thee Stallion, NCT light stick in the crowd.
Next topic, then. Which is, oh my goodness. In a video recently posted online, Baekhyun was, I don't want to say caught, but he was filmed smoking cigarettes inside a restaurant.
Oh, yo, nobody smokes cigarettes anymore, but everybody fucking vapes. Everybody vapes. Yeah. Because what, he was vaping,
right?
Yeah,
it was
a
vape. It wasn't a cigarette.
Yeah.
My bad.
Which is even more like, but wasn't it a restaurant with a smoking area?
I think in the video, there was like a clear sign that might have been like, no smoking, but at this point, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe I made that up.
I do think it's very funny. And then I do think it's even crazier that he was like being filmed without his knowledge and awareness and consent, and that the staff was just secretly filming him, and then he got in trouble for no reason.
That's like definitely, why isn't that being like talked about more?
Yeah, like, no, that's absurd. The only reason people found out about this was because someone filmed him illegally. It's like, I don't know if you have a light stand on, actually.
Yeah, and it actually turned out this video was like,
yeah, it was like, they waited until he was having a comeback before they leaked it.
They really thought this was going to cause enough controversy.
Right?
No, literally.
Grow up.
I feel like at this point, we should just like acknowledge that the majority of like people in South Korea, South Korean men, do smoke.
Yeah.
Like, they all smoke. Everybody shut up.
I truly like don't understand the argument against smoking at this point.
They're singers, and it's bad for their voice. And I get a say over what they do with their voice.
If they can, like, sound like that while smoking nonstop.
I mean, Baekhyun has been, people have been pulling up videos and photos of him vaping for, like, ages, even pre-debut. And they're like, and he's still out here singing like this. So, like, next topic.
Which is going into our next topic.
That's so funny.
Speaking of, like, idols, quote-unquote, ruining their images, Taeyong, while on hiatus, is flipping his sister off, which isn't okay.
I
That was the funniest text message it's conversation so I've ever seen. He's so funny. He's so real. It's so
sibling coded. I don't have a sibling, but this is what I imagine. It's
so sibling coded. No, literally.
Just like reading the messages. So
funny. Yeah.
Just trying so hard to get her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'm just gonna get on. Like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm just gonna sit here.
Just love it. I'm definitely the same kind of person. Except for I would just start calling them.
He's so funny. And I think it's so fun because it's like his sister's a little bit older than him too. And she's like married. She has her son. Like, and I'm just like, man, sibling stuff never doesn't matter age. Like, I feel like people are completely missing the point. This is his personal Instagram account. Like, and he's in the military.
Yeah, that's like what you signed up
exactly.
for.
Exactly. Like, he's in the military now. He can't post anything related to business. So he's just posting his life. If he wants to post his life, if you don't want to see his life, go just follow the 127 NCT Instagram. Like, this is exactly what you wanted. Why are you mad?
Yeah, he's a rude boy. What did you expect?
He warned you. That tattoo has been there forever. It was his first, like, super visible one, maybe.
Anyways, I hope he and his sister and his family had a wonderful Chuseok.
Oh, God, yeah.
Chuseok. I'm so sorry.
He's been having a good time. Love you, Taeyong. Miss you.
Okay, last addition into hot takes from AIM. Take it away.
This is June from 17 at the airport whilst Sarsang's, I don't know, a foot away from him taking photos. Just disgusting. These people actually sicken me.
It's like, this is not the first time I've ever seen this. I've seen this so many times, but I'm always just shocked of, like, how fucking close they are.
Yeah, it's just always the reminder of, like, oh, right, that's what people do. That's how they get these photos. It's just like,
But it's insane because it's like, at least have some fucking shame or decorum or something. Like, they're not even hiding.
Yeah. Do you think, like, the manager is doing anything to, like, dissuade them?
I mean, she could be. We don't know. Yeah. But, like, obviously she can't push them or put her hands on them or anything. She can just stand there and say, move, leave us alone. But she can't do anything more.
Yeah, I would just start pacing back and forth in front of him. Or maybe just, like, sit down on his lap to ruin the photos.
Right in his lap. Yeah, at least stand, like, right in front of him.
Yeah, arms but and legs also, like, outstretched.
Can't they go get security? Yeah. Like,
I'm just surprised how out in the open he is.
Yeah.
Right, like, buddy, go into a lounge. You can afford the $70 fee.
Yeah. It's just so insane to watch.
Yeah.
They're crazy. Leave them alone.
Well, that's all we have now. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
Yes, I have a really funny story about a friend of ours who will probably listen to this podcast. I won't name names, but I'm sure we can work it out. A friend of ours just tweeted, I am fluent in Korean when it comes to this song, and they posted about a Japanese BTS song.
Oh no.
Oh, Bessie, when you're listening to this podcast, we love you so much. Thank you so much for giving me that joy.
What song was it?
It was Lights by BTS.
Well, I hope to our dear friend you become fluent in Japanese. That wraps up what we have for this week. Anything we're looking forward to next week?
It's not next week, but I think the next big comeback that we're going to be excited about is 17.
No.
You're not excited?
I am, but September 23rd, Key's new album is coming out. Pleasure Shop.
Oh my god, I forgot about
Everybody
Key.
Everybody tune in.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Key's having a comeback the 23rd. Wish's album comes out the 24th. Wavy's first Japanese comeback debut, I guess, is the 25th. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to listening to those next week. Additional information about next week. Hopefully we'll have our PNG tubers all set up, so then you can catch us, a Hagline K-pop podcast, on YouTube as well.
Put the voice to a name, or a voice to a person.
Voice to a little guy.
To a little guy.
Thank you so much for listening.
Just a little dude.
Thanks for listening.
Just a little guy. A bunch of little dudes.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.